I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First, the world shrugs as Nigeria bleeds. The details in just a moment. And then later, teenagers in East Africa are learning how to build their future. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where on Christmas Day, Islamic extremists attacked a church service in Kaduna State. The attackers drove up on motorbikes, killing one Christian and kidnapping 53. Just a week before, Fulani herdsmen killed 40 Christians and burned down 100 houses. So why didn't these tragedies appear in the headlines? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
in some ways, it shows how far away Nigeria is for most Americans, and particularly Americans in the media industry. But the other thing, and I think really the heartbreaking thing, is that this has become so common in northern Nigeria that if you're a news producer, it's not a story. It's another day in Nigeria.
In 2022 alone, Fulani groups killed more than 6,000 Christians. The violence has driven 2 million people from their homes. Extremists want to control northern Nigeria, essentially splitting the country in two. A 2023 presidential election could determine the Nigerian government's response.
Does that lead to more unrest? Does it lead to more violence? Who's going to be elected as the president? Who's going to lead the country? Those are huge questions for the people of Nigeria, and obviously for those of us who care about Nigeria and care about Christians there.
Join us in asking God to change hearts among the attackers. Next, a third of the world is still denied access to the gospel. The Alliance for the Unreached is a group of ministries united in a vision to bring the good news of Jesus to every people group. FMI is part of that vision, championing the cause at every opportunity. Spokesman Nehemiah says it's about working smarter, not harder.
It's a beautiful fusion and combination of Great Commission and Matthew chapter 9:37, where Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That was much, much needed. And I was always wondering how to have that kind of alliance, that this organization, they just bring everybody on one board and one platform.
Nehemiah serves as a ministry liaison for FMI. He often connects with other ministries who want to serve in countries where FMI works. FMI will then connect these other ministries with support on the ground. For instance, Nehemiah worked with another ministry to translate Bible stories into the Balochi language of Pakistan. He met them through the alliance.
They're just connecting the dots together. And because of that organization, we are going to reach unreached 5 to 6 million people inside Pakistan.
The cause of the unreached is celebrated and prayed for on the International Day for the Unreached, Pentecost Sunday. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in Ghana and Uganda, Every Child Ministries noticed a problem recently. Kids moving through their sponsorship programs lost support after becoming teens. Mark Lucky says,
you start to realize that in places like Ghana, practically 60% of the population is under the age of 25. In Uganda, it's even higher. It's about 70% of the population is under the age of 25. 15 to 25% of the population is teens whose needs are not being met. And many times these kids are living in poverty.
That's why ECM started the Next Step program. It helps kids move from their sponsorships to independence. ECM staff meets with the kids, finding out what they want to do next.
We had one who wanted to be a teacher, for example. So we helped her to go to the teacher training college. And then she was able to complete the teacher training school, get a job as a teacher, and is now working to support herself and her family.
Other kids went into auto mechanics and welding. Those who want to get more schooling have access to scholarships. Pray the Next Step program will help many teens across Ghana and Uganda. Ask God to strengthen them and work powerfully through their young adult lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.